So Francis, I thought I'd go ahead and share with you. We've gotten a number of emails from you from two parents. The first one is, I can't get my child to even talk to me about having enkaphresis. Whenever I try and talk about it, he changes the subject or walks away. He pretends it doesn't exist.
Yes, this is a very common scenario, one I hear a lot from parents, both parents that I've seen clinically when I'm working with their child with enkaphresis, as well as other parents who have used the You Can Poop Too program. And while we cannot jump into the child's head, I think it's safe to imagine that, you know, children really want the enkaphresis to go away, and talking about it can make it very real. And I think that sometimes children don't really even know exactly how to talk about it or what to say. And they know it's a topic that can be very difficult and frustrating and upsetting for their parents or their grandparents or whoever is caretaking for them. So I tend to encourage parents or caregivers to just continue to try to create the atmosphere or the environment in which the child can talk and basically give those invitations for conversations, ask how they're feeling, ask if they want to talk about it. And one of the things that I've heard a lot from families is that sometimes, you know, sitting down together and working on the You Can Poop Too program, you know, basically helps create an environment or a stimuli for that conversation. And when the child can, you know, see that other children are going through it or learn some of those materials, that basically opens up a dialogue about the enkaphresis.